Lord, we exalt you. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. Be magnified, be magnified. Ancient of days, as old as you are, you will remain the same. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We give you glory. We honor your name. Be exalted, O Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for how you have bestowed us with benefit daily. We worship you. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God Almighty. We thank you because we have you as our Father that we can always cry upon. We thank you because you have made available this avenue for us to reach you. Thank you, Jesus. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word in our life that you make it real. Thank you for we have it as evidence. Oh Lord, we worship your name. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the daily love you extended to us. In the book of Lamentation 3:22-23 said, steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you for your word that we always enjoy the daily benefit of your new mercy, your new love. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be to your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never I come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never I come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's open our mouth and tell God this morning, Lord, I have come to you. This morning, I pray that your spirit empower my spirit to pray to answer. I want us to open our mouth and declare that, Lord, this morning I have come to your presence. I will pray to answer by the help of your spirit. I will not just come and make a noise, but I will pray. And the gate of heaven will open for my prayers. to receive answer, begin to pray that in the name of Jesus, this morning, as we gather in your presence, through your spirit, oh God, we will pray to answer. God, your spirit will empower us. Your spirit will revive our soul. Your spirit will give us access to your mind, that the gate of heaven will be open to our prayer request in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we gather, may your spirit dwell within us in the name of Jesus. We come by the order of your word that wherever two, three people gather in your name, you will be there to grant them their request. Father, we gather this morning. Oh God, we stand upon your word as we access your presence, oh God, through prayer. Oh, gate of heaven open in the name of Jesus. Gate of heaven open in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, oh God, to present our plea before you, O God. Let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Let there be an opening in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be an opening in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that this morning, host of heaven will partner with us in the service in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We trust your word because your word says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for those who are called according to your purpose. Lord, we stand upon this word this morning. Lord, we pray that today we will live here being blessed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We worship you as we go in the service, oh God. Presence of God, lead us aright in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Lord, thank you. As we worship you, let your presence come down and dwell with us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, we say, Alpha, Omega, besides thee, there is no other God. Alpha, Alpha, Omega. There is no other God. We confess Alpha, Omega, besides thee. There is no other God, no other God. Alpha, Omega, besides thee, there is no other God, no other God beside you. Alpha, Omega, besides thee, there is no other God. Oh, the Lord reign and let the earth tremble. Oh, he reign and let the earth tremble. The Lord reign and let the earth tremble. He reign and let the earth tremble. The Lord reign and let the earth tremble. He reign and let the earth tremble. The Lord reign and let the earth tremble. He reign and let the earth tremble. The Lord reign and let the earth tremble. Reign and let the earth tremble. The Lord reign and let the earth tremble. He reign and let the earth tremble. Alpha, Omega, besides thee, there is no the God Alpha, Alpha, Omega, Omega, beside Him, there is no other God, no other God, Alpha, Omega, beside Thee, there is no other God. Oh, we confess You are Alpha, Alpha, Alpha. You are the Omega. Beside You, Lord, there is no other power. Alpha, Alpha, Omega, beside Thee, there is no other God. You reign, You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on Your throne. You reign, You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on Your throne. Oh Lord, You reign, You reign, You reign, You reign. You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on Your throne. We confess, oh Lord, You reign, You reign. You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on Your throne. Oh Lord, You reign, You reign, You reign. You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty on Your throne. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. You are the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. You are the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. Father, we have confessed that You are the Lord of hosts, the King of glory in this place this morning, oh God. We want the host of heaven to descend to our midst, even as we call on You, oh God. We call on You, oh God, as the Lord of hosts. Let the host of heaven descend to our midst, descend our midst this morning. Lord, let there be supernatural mover in the name of Jesus. We, Your people, we have come for You this morning, oh God. We want to seek Your face. Lord, make Yourself known to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. We lift up our eyes unto the healer. Welcome it our help. Our help cometh from You, oh Lord. Father, we gaze our eyes on You this morning. Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, we call Your presence into every
every situation, into every issue, into every challenges we present before you this morning. Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, Lord of hosts, make yourself known. Holy Spirit divine, Holy Spirit divine, make your presence known in this place this morning. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit divine, make your presence known in our midst this morning. In the name of Jesus, we stand upon the efficacy of your word. Oh God, reach to us in the new way. Reach to us in a new dimension. In the name of Jesus, your son you have prepared this morning. Oh God, season his tongue. Season his mouth with the authority of heaven in the name of Jesus. Lord, every situation that came with us this morning, they shall disappear by the entrance of your word in the name of Jesus. This morning, you will stir our mind and we will pray to answer. We will carry our evidences in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we trust you this morning. We trust you this morning that today there shall be power and might of God. There shall be deliverance. There shall be yoke broken in the name of Jesus. We shall all be loosed from everything that abound us for some time in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh heaven, you will settle us all on every issues in the name of Jesus. As the program is tagged, settle me, oh Lord. Lord, as we come to you with different issues, Lord, we shall all be settled in the name of Jesus. With the name of Jesus, you will settle us in the name of Jesus. This morning, oh God, everyone that as we shall open our mouth, Lord, you will fill us this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, reign, reign, reign in our midst, reign in our midst. Oh, reign, 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 reign in this place. Saturate this atmosphere with your power in the name of Jesus. This morning, only you we want to see. Only you we want to see in the name of Jesus. We have come unto you. We have come unto you this morning. Lord, empower our spirit. Empower our mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God of heaven, minister to our spirit in the name of Jesus. We shall all be revived spiritually in the name of Jesus. Any areas our spirit is low, any area that our spirit is down, Lord, by your power, we shall all be revived in the name of Jesus. Your word says we are soldiers of Christ, we need to move forward wherever we have been lacking behind, wherever we have been stagnated. By the empowerment of your spirit, we are revived, we are revived, we are revived, we are revived. This morning, we are revived, we are revived, we are on the battlefield. We will not relent, we will not look back, we will not grow weary. By your spirit this morning, we are revived, we are revived. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in this prayer of this morning, Lord, we receive empowerment of our spirit. We receive the take back of our heritage in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, we bless your name. We worship you. Lord, we say, as we gather, may your spirit dwell within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing when that our heart will begin to worship, we be blessed because we came. We be blessed because we came. Lord, this is our plea. As we gather, may your spirit dwell within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing when does our heart begin to worship. We be blessed because we give him. We be blessed because we give. We will be blessed because we have come this morning. We be blessed because we came. Oh Lord, we be blessed because we came. We shall be blessed because we have come to you. We be blessed because we came. My God, we will bless you. Because we came. Our soul will be revived because we come to you.
We'll be blessed because we came.
We'll be blessed because we came. At the end, our soul we magnify the Lord. Our spirit praise your name. For death kill not holding captives, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, 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 oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, 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 hey, oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, 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 oh. To Jesus, victory belongs to him. Lord, we enter your presence, we approach your presence with this confidence that victory belongs to you, oh God. Lord, this morning, every one of us will leave this place with divine victory over all issues in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We bless your name. We give you all glory. Let your name be praised in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's jam our hands together for the Lord Almighty. Come on. Put your hands together for the Lord Almighty this morning. Thank you,
sir. Let's appreciate God. I want you to rise on your feet and begin to thank God. You know the reason why you will thank God? Just thank him for last year. Thank him for today. Last week or so, a tanker of petrol fell in Abuja. It's around Abuja area. And people carried jerry can fetching petrol. The spark of fire as at Monday, 98 people were already dead, burnt to death. So let's just thank God. There's a family, I support the children. And the boy, I've just finished serving him. And his father died when he was young. And so this family took him in. And it raised him from age four. But he's so spoiled. When they ask him, don't drive again, he will pick the man's car. So this last week, it's a Friday, he picked the man's official car, Toyota Avalon, brand new. The guy has driven it only once. But he's the CP, Commissioner of Police of Abuja. So he took his car, drove. He possibly, according to the something of the car, he was possibly driving 200 kilometers an hour in Abuja. Bump into a bump, poop, ran into the ditch, catch fire, burnt to death. Not a could be rescued. You know, that's enough pain for somebody, the child you raise. Even like your biological, only for the mom to say, they killed my son. They say, boy, they already got him an admission. They paid for the school fees to come to do masters in UK. And I think the last demand was making, oh, they should go and buy a land in Magodo, bury him there and build a house. That's the only thing they can use to compensate him. But that's irrelevant. The child is gone. For stupid, silly thing. Hallelujah. I want you to thank God for this year. Eh? Thank God for your life. Do you know you have taken some stupid decision that you, when you came out of it, you say, ah, thank God, though. Can you bother you all? It's like those of us who drive. And you know, there was a time I took a tiny little risk. Pastor was in the car. A trailer was turning, and I decided to let me move fast. And it caught my back at the end. You have a tiny little risk. They were telling me of a guy, tiny little, you know, they will put a container on a trailer in Nigeria. They won't clamp it down. They don't clamp it down. They just lift it there. And the guy said, let me quickly make a shoot beside it. The container dropped on him. I want you to thank God for those tiny, tiny risks you took last year. Even crossing the road. Even doing some silly things. I want you to just appreciate. Just throw, this is the first said to me, oh Lord, of 2025. Just thank God that God gave you the grace. God permitted you to be alive today. I want you to just appreciate this good God. Just give him praise, give him glory. There is none like unto him. There is none to compare to him. He's the beginning, he's the end of everything. Just give him praise this morning. 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 He is God by himself. Just worship him this morning. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. He can go kakako to gegegegegegede. He brakashelegegegegede. He brotokoshelegegegegegede. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. We worship you. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to thank God that the devil does not amplify your thought. Let me give you an idea. How many of you have feel at times, say, what is the essence of this life? Say, what am I doing here? Eh? It will just come in a flash. Do you know some of you don't even repent after saying it? Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Imagine God has sanctioned. That's your thought. Eh? What is in this life? Again, this trouble is too much. This wala is too much. And you just thought it, you throw it back to God as if to say you don't like what he said. I want you to appreciate God this morning. Hey, if not God, We are complaining it's too cold in UK. Too cold? AC does not cover the heat of Nigeria. Okay, live in Nigeria, go to California. There was snow in California, house is still catching fire. I want you to thank God for your life. That your simple, foolish thought. I'm not trying to call you foolish, please. But that silly thought, what is in itself? I was talking to a man yesterday whose son was carrying his credit card. They were just blowing money. He said, the money I cannot spend myself. Gave the grandmother £580. The boy went there. Took all his friends to McDonald's, blew $580 in McDonald's. He said he wanted to beat the boy. The boy pinned him down. I said, please try something, no cursing. I said, that curse will stand because there's a reason for it. I want you to thank God. I'm talking of silly thought. Silly thought. When your child will offend you and you feel like releasing all the venom in life. Kilowa funga kinisha. You understand? Your mouth becomes typewriter. And 2 minutes later, you are praying for the same child. I want you to thank God. Lord, that you did not sanction my evil thought. You did not say amen to my evil thought. Just thank God for this. Evil thought about myself, about my children, about everything. Lord, you did not. God, just thank him this morning. Just thank him this morning. Thank him this morning. I appreciate this to God this morning. Thank God that he didn't sanction it. Thank God that God did not sanction your evil thought. Lord, We need to pray today. Hallelujah. We need to pray. Luckily, today is my birthday.
Hallelujah. So, hallelujah.
I thank God. My junior sister was telling me yesterday, she said, I know you don't do your birthday outside home. I said, thank God you know that. He said, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of former. We have been thanking God for yesterday. Now thank God for this scripture. Let me explain why you thank God for it. He said the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. Then you are saying the glory I will carry this year will be better than what I've ever seen. Because your yesterday is your former. See the Lord of all. And now look at the second. He said in this place, that means this year, I'll give you peace. See the house of all. So two major prayers we are going to pray. Lord, I am thanking you for this scripture. Because this year will be better than everything I've experienced. That the glory of this year, that the blessing of this year will be better than everything I've seen. I want us to open our mouth and begin to thank God. Let's just thank God that this year will be better than last year. This year will be better than everything you have seen. The glory of the latter house shall be better than the former. Just appreciate God this morning. Appreciate God for what he will do this year. Thank him for what he will do this year. Thank him for the breakthrough of this year. Thank him for what he will do this year. Thank him for the lifting of this year. Thank him for what he will do in your life this year. I want you to just appreciate this good God this morning. Appreciate this good God this morning. Appreciate this good God this morning. He is God by himself. Just thank him for what he will do. Thank him for the blessing he will do. Thank him for the lifting he will do. Just appreciate him this morning. Give him praise this morning. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory for what he has purported to do in your life. Thank him for the scripture that said this year will be better than last year. That the glory that will happen will be better than what has ever happened. Just appreciate him. Just give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
He said, in this place, I will give peace. In this place, I will give peace. You are going to cry to God. Lord, from today to the end of this year, let me experience all-round peace. All-round peace. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to really pray this prayer. Give me peace. I came in yesterday night. But listen, from Tuesday, I don't know it is the heat. I thought I was sick. Food cannot say anything. I was just not myself. I told my wife, I said, I think I will change my ticket. He said, go and change it. I tried. I called Virgin. Virgin said £1,200. I said, I won't die. You know, that's some money you will hear. Your prayer point will change. I said, Lord, I receive healing. Hallelujah. I will have come on Tuesday. I said, Tuesday and Friday, just 3 days, I won't die. And I came into UK yesterday when the cold blow in, the sickness disappeared. I said, this night is the sickness of heat. I called her, said the AC, 16 degrees. I said, bring me fan. They bring me fan to join in the room. My body is still hot. I said, the AC is not working. I went to the reception where they have the big one. I still feel the same thing. I said, no. He said, in this year, I will give you peace.
Amen.
This is the scripture. I'm famous. He said, in this place, I will give peace. But when the place is talking here, is your life, your environment, and the year. Because he said, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Which means what God will do in your life this year will be better than anything you have ever experienced. But I want you to pray, Lord, in my health, give me peace. In my finances, give me peace. In my status in life, give me peace. In my marriage, give me peace. Raising my children, give me peace. Please, I want you to pray this one. The man that has come here yesterday, you should see the agony of a father. Your first son that you love and so much, carry your car. Already carry your car, spending over $2,000. I love you, son. Go, okay, take this $1,000. Carry your brothers. Go and buy something for them for the Christmas. He spent $780 out of $1,000 for himself. You understand? I told him, a boy has spent $600 from your credit card. And you entrusted $1,000 another for him. How? Please. He said, this peace. Love of a father. Remember, when you love your children, you give them anything now. You know, the peace will just disappear, bro. Nobody married to have a headache. The day you are getting married, you are full of joy. Nobody bear children to have a headache. If you think it will be headache, you will not even go near children now. Nobody start work because of headache. Hallelujah. You don't wake up and say, this month I want to be in pain. I don't want pain to be all over my body. You just want to wake up and do everything. Lord, this year, give me peace. In every area, in my health, in my finances, in my marriage, in my prayer life, Lord, give me peace. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to just pray, Lord, I need your peace in every area of my life. This year, I need your peace, oh God. Just cry to God. Cry to God. He said, in this place, will I give peace? In this place, will I give peace? In this place, will I give peace? Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. And I will give peace. That's what he said. It is his promise, not you even asking. He said, I will give you peace. Ask him, Lord, give me peace this year. My prayer life, Lord, let me experience peace. My spiritual life, let me experience peace. In my marriage, Lord, let me experience peace. Just talk to God this morning. If you're a businesswoman, my relating with my customer, let me experience peace. In my transaction, as a worker, in my employment, let me experience peace this year. Raising my children, let me experience peace this year. In my prayer life, everything that has given me a headache, let me experience peace this year. Let your peace surround me this year. Pray for yourself. I need your peace, Lord. I need your peace. In this ministry, this year, Lord, we need your peace. We don't want anybody to be sick. We don't want anyone to run into financial crisis. We don't want any marriage to crash this year. Lord, we need your peace. We need progress. We need peace in every area this year. No child will be sick this year. No miscarriage of pregnancy. No miscarriage of justice. No miscarriage of blessing. This year, it will be peace all around. He said, in this place, I will give peace. In this place, I will give peace. Talk to God. In my home, let there be peace, O God. In my home, let there be peace, O God. In my home, let there be peace. Talk to God about that prayer point you have been raising to God. Concerning this prayer, let there be peace, O God. Concerning this request, Lord, this year, let there be peace. Let there be peace, O God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. When I turn to the left, let there be peace. When I turn to the right, let there be peace. When I move forward, let there be peace. At my back, let there be peace, O God. Peace all around this year. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, Isaiah 41 verse 10, put it up for me, please. I want us to look at this scripture. He said, fear not. That's what God is telling somebody this morning. He said, I will give you peace, fear not. He said, I am with you. He said, be not be dismayed, for I am your God. And look at what he said, because he's your God. He said, I will strengthen thee. He said, yea. I will help thee. And he said, yea, again, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I want you to pray scripture today. Who wrote that scripture? Is it not the aflame word of God? He said, I will help thee. You are going to pray, Lord, according to your word. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, you said you will help me. Lord, 2025, help me by your strength. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In 2025, Lord, help me. Baba, help me according to your word, according to scripture. I remind you of your word. The Bible says you honor your word more than your name. And so, Lord, I send back your word to you. God, amplify your word. You said you will help me. You said you will uphold me with your right hand. Lord, I release that word back to you this morning. I release the word back to you this morning. You said you will help me. Help me yourself, Lord. 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 Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself. It is your word, Lord. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Help me this morning. Makumbra da 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 da. Help me this morning. It is your word, Lord. 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 I release your word to you. Lord, help me in raising my children. Lord, help me in raising my home. Lord, help me in leading this church. Lord, help me in my marriage. Lord, help me in my finances. Lord, help me in my day-to-day life. Lord, help me in my business. Lord, help me in my career. Lord, help me every day, Lord. Help me by your power. Help me by your grace. Help me, oh God. 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 Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. I think in the book of Psalm 121, a prophet says this one. He said, I will lift up my eyes to the hill. From when cometh my eyes. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. That means the hill is where my help come. And then I said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You are still going to pray for that God. Lord, I trust in your help. Lord, I trust in your help. Lord, I trust that you are able to do this. You know, a pastor came to me in Baba camp, and he said, Daddy, he's older than me, he's an elderly person. He said, Daddy, I said, this man want to kill me now. He said, I know God will answer you concerning this thing. He said, please agree with me. I said, what is it? He said, just agree with me. How do I agree with you? What, I don't know. He said, I place it before God. I said, tell me. He said, my daughter had cancer. He said, I cannot undo it to bury my child. As he was saying it, tears was rolling down my own eyes. I'm emotional when it comes to things. And I heard unto the hammer's hand. I would pray, I said, Lord, you must step in. You must, Lord, step in. You are the help of the helpless, the father of the fatherless. It's not recorded that a father should bury his child. So we pray a short prayer. I went into my room. I begin to pray, say, Lord, how you will do it, nobody knows. How you will do it, nobody knows. And we pray. He didn't tell anybody else. He told me. So every morning when Delight left the camp, any time I see my wife, he said, sir, in agreement, we said amen to what God has done. In agreement, we said what? When I was, as I dropped at Tito yesterday, it was the first one I called. I said, Daddy, I mentioned the number of the guy. He said, to the glory of God, our story has improved. He said, our story, he said, she was not eating before. He said, it was just with grace I came to the camp. He said, he's eating. He said, is that food? I said, no, God who has started a new thing with it. He said, from whence cometh my help? Somebody's story already changed. Yeah. Amen. It is already changed. Amen. We are going to pray. You see, listen, I experienced some few things that improved my own faith in God. You know, at times our comfort doesn't allow us to express our faith. We are so comfortable. We explain everything instead of putting faith into it. But God will not put you into a place where the only thing you have is faith. You know, that's a place you get to a point, the only thing you have is faith. No other option. But you are going to cry to God. This help is only from you, O God. You don't need to pray this prayer if you have another way. You understand? If you owe bank and you have some things you can dispose to pay the bank, your prayer self, you say, God, get me buyer. If you don't get buyer, send that part to me. That's no prayer. But when you say, God, if you don't answer this, that's the end. Lord, help come from you only. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. My situation can only be answered by you. My problem can only be solved by you. I look up to the hill. That is where my help can come. Oh God of the hill. Oh God of the mountain. Solve my problem this year. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Talk to him. Talk to him. That child of yours will respond to the hand of God. That health of yours will respond to the finger of God. That finances of yours will respond to the finger of God. Talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. I look up to the hills where I come in my help. My help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh God of heaven, help me. Oh Lord, when I look back, job, you know. Lord, help me. Baba, help me. This year must be easy. This year must be peaceful for me, Lord. This year must be peaceful for my home. Lord, help me. It must be celebration of breakthrough upon celebration of breakthrough. It must be celebration of success upon success. Help me, Lord. My heart is in your hands, Lord. My heart is in your hands, Lord. My heart is in your hands, Lord. Lord, help me. Talk to him. My life must not depend on medications. My life must not depend on going from doctor to doctor. Lord, help me. Help of the helpless. Father of the fatherless, mother to the motherless, the husband of the widow, help me, Lord. Ko son to soro se fun e baba ko si kan to le se. Omo nbe lodo re, okan nbe lodo re baba. Anu ni ko se baba. Eli ko to le gade bre gegegede. Libro to ko so gegegede. Help of the helpless, help me, Lord. Ogun adagbe, ogun adasa oluwa. Iranlowo nbe lodo re. Eli kedin da ya broko do 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 do. Legede gado 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 gado. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are still praying concerning it because this 2025 must be peaceful for you. In Revelation 12, verse 16, something unusual helped the woman. The Bible says, and the head opened, and the head helped the woman. Brabat, head doesn't help people. When head opened their mouth, they swallow man. But this earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood. What was sent to kill the woman? The head opened up and swallowed. What was sent to kill her? The head killed that thing. And that's why I know whoever is putting your name that you will die this year, that person will die in your stead. Whoever is saying, I will finish you, you will suddenly see the obituary in the name of Jesus. Whoever is saying, I will waste your fund, I will waste your finances, God will waste them today in the name of Jesus. Instead, the head helped the woman. the help from uncommon area. Next month is our month of raising. And in the month, I'm going to explain the difference between helper and raiser. There's a difference from helper and raiser. Helper, we only help you. They see a need, they help you. A raiser, it will carry you up, it will follow you to make sure you succeed. A helper, we not even want you to be bigger than him so that we continue to help you. But a raiser doesn't care. It just wants to say, no, I want this girl to stand. No, next month is our month of raiser. God raising people. You will see God raising members here. The greatest raiser is God, not man. Man can be, but when God sends a man to you as your raiser, he raises you. If God sends a raiser to a church, that raiser will just be doing everything. He may not even be your member. You are going to cry to God. Listen, help from uncommon source. Black, help from uncommon source. When somebody just look at you and say, I don't just know. I just like it. I know you're a Nigerian. I don't like Nigerian at all. I don't like Nigerian. But I just like it. Or somebody just look at you and say, do you know, I don't just like you, but the way you speak your English, yama yama, that's why I like you. You are damaging the English when you speak it. I wanted to come. I was commit. I waited. I said, that is why I like you. That's what they call help from uncommon source. Everybody's been saying you are arrogant. He just said the way you walk arrogantly, that's what I just love about you. Help from uncommon source. That's what happened to this woman. Because, listen, that water was flowing on top of the earth. All of a sudden, the same head opened up and swallowed. You are going to pray this year, Lord. Help from uncommon source. Help from uncommon source. Help from people I don't know. Oh, God, send them to me this year. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help from uncommon source. Help from uncommon source. Let it come to me this year. Let somebody who does not know me, let them just see my fire and act on it in my favor. Let somebody see my mistake and correct it. And just feel I need to correct this. Just cry to God. Help from uncommon source. Let it be my portion this year. Pray for yourself. Help from uncommon source. Help from where I least expected it. Help from where I least expected it. Let it come. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Help from where I least expected it. Just pray for yourself. Help from uncommon source. Help from where I least expected it. Let it come to me. 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 Help from uncommon source. Help from uncommon source. Let it come to me. Let it come to me. He koko kote gede 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 gede. He brother go shogede. Le brede gede gede gede. Land ayagada. Help from uncommon source. Let it come to me. Help from uncommon source. Let it come to me. Help from uncommon source. Let it come to me. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning from uncommon source. This year, oh, let me enjoy unlimited help. Let me enjoy unlimited help, unrestricted help from uncommon source, from source we are least expected here. Let me enjoy, oh God, help this year. Madly, in Jesus' name we pray. You are going to cry to God again about the flood. He said, and the head swallow. It's uncommon source he had. You are going to say, from uncommon source, let all my enemy be swallowed up. Amen. I told you maybe a month or two ago, a man who went to an herbalist to use his son for money ritual. And the son went to the same herbalist to use his father for money ritual. But the money ritual man could have killed the two of them now, Abby. But what did he do? He brought the two of them together and said, the two of them are foolish. So in a way, none of them die. You are going to pray. Help from where I least expect it. Let it swallow the voice of my enemy. Let me give you a good idea of where it is. If an employer, mommy, tell me work, and somebody come to the boss and say, I saw that lady. You have been saying she's hard working. I saw her sleeping. She was not only sleeping, she was snoring. This is the video recording of it. And the person look at her and say, did I send you message for recording the video? You lose your job because you are contravening. You are contravening the work order. You are not allowed to record anybody. It's trying to help, Abby. It's trying to be an enemy, but God turned it around, and then they sack. You are going to pray. Every voice that sits negatively against me. Please understand it, brother. You see, when the water was flowing, when the snake it releases the water, it was flowing on the heart, on the head. He allowed the woman to see the water before he opened his mouth to swallow. If he had not opened his mouth, that water will carry the seed of the woman, and we see continue on the head until it destroyed the baby. So he allowed the woman to see it, and he opened his mouth, and he swallowed it. You are going to pray. Every evil voice, every evil plan against my life, unexpected source, swallow them today. If you understand this prayer the way I understand it, you will pray it well. But this is when somebody you don't know says, you can't do this person any harm. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. Raise up for me from an expected source to swallow every power of the enemy, every toxins of the enemy, every release of the wicked. Raise up from uncommon source to help me today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Let it swallow everything the enemy is throwing at me. Everything the enemy is saying against me. Every word of the enemy against my life. Let it swallow it up. Let it swallow it up. Let it swallow it up. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Air from uncommon source. Air from where I least expected. Let it swallow the voice of the wicked. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's use this to pray one more prayer. Lord, this year, let that be a spectacular blessing to me. A woman was to go through a process, and everything has not been working. In fact, she has no money to go through the process. He now got to the hospital where we do the process. As he sat, and the doctor said, accountant, give us the bill, the total bill. And they said the total bill is 1.2 something. And he said, oh, our charitable work, he said that was in December. He said every year we do a charitable work that worth 1.5. And the bill of this woman, they don't know him. They don't know how. It's 1.2 something. He said, okay, add it as feeding up to 1.5. If she didn't finish it, we give her the change where she's going. That is, she said she collapsed when she heard the news. Because he said in her life, nobody has given her 150, talking about 1.5 million. Some of you are going to cry to God. I was in Mark and Spencer. And we're buying something. And we spend about 100 or something, maybe 200 and something pounds. And so we have this spark card. If you are there. So when they say spark card, that it will give free, says whatever you buy for one customer, maybe a week or so. And it was my turn. But I got free. I said, I saw suit, I didn't pick. And 200 and something pounds were given free. I remember it was an evening we went there. You are going to pray. Spectacular blessing. Huh? If somebody just come your house and say, are you not tired of your car? Take this brand new key. That's spectacular blessing now. You are not paying bill on it, does it? It is then you will know where you want to go. You will not even take your petrol. Now you are there. Say, that my friend in Manchester, I've not visited him for long ago. Spectacular blessing. Can somebody pray? I saw somebody getting a job spectacularly. Yeah. It just flashed in my brain. That means you did not apply for it. Somebody pray this one. A brother came to me. He was not due for GM. They gave him a GM position. And he was there. And I was praying with him. He said, but my boss called me and said, are you ready for ED? He has not even do GM for 6 months. Spectacular blessing. Somebody who went from AM, not DM, AM, to GM. And they asked him for DG. ED is only executive director. You are going to pray, Lord. How you will do it, I don't know. I position myself for spectacular blessing. Spectacular blessing. Spectacular breakthrough. Just pray for yourself. It may not be money. It may not be position. It may be something great. Just pray for yourself. Lord, I position myself for spectacular blessing. I position myself for spectacular blessing. I position myself for spectacular blessing, spectacular breakthrough, spectacular lifting. Pray for yourself. 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 He can bury de. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Look at the scripture. I ask this boy to put up Hosea 2:22. But this year, don't mind those who they are speaking in tongues. He said the head. The reason he said the head shall hear the corn. When they put corn inside the ground, is it not the head that make it to grow? He said, and the wine. Is it not the head that produces wine in the grapes? He said, and the oil. And he said, and they shall hear Jezreel. You are going to cry to God. My voice must be heard this year. Now, what are your voice? Your voice is your prayer. Your voice is your request. Your voice is a command. Hallelujah. When your voice is hard, your good morning has interpretation. When you say, do that, it is followed. You are going to pray. All earth that hear the voice of the corn. All earth that hear the voice of the wine. All earth that hear the voice of the oil. Oh, let my voice be heard this year. My voice of prayer. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Let my voice be heard this year. Let my voice be heard this year. Oh, earth that hear the call, that hear the wine and the oil, that they will hear Jezreel. Let them hear my voice. Oh, earth, hear my voice this year. You must produce good things for me. Oh, earth, hear my voice. Pray for yourself. And said they shall hear the voice of Jezreel. Let my voice be heard. Let my voice be heard this year. Baba, let my voice be heard this year. Pray for yourself. Hey, Kayabaya gaga gaga ga. Oh, head, I hear the voice of the corn. Oh, head, I hear the voice of the oil and the voice of the wine. And they hear Jezreel, let my voice be heard. Baba, let my voice be heard this year. At home, let my voice be heard. At work, let my voice be heard. In the place of prayer, let my voice be heard. In the place of request, let my voice be heard. Concerning my finances, let my voice be heard. Concerning my children, let my voice be heard. Pray to God. Let my voice be heard this year, Lord. Let my voice be heard this year, oh God. God to him is your Father. If we hear your voice of supplication, if we hear your voice of request, talk to him. Let my voice be heard this year, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you know, I know most of us will understand what your voice being heard means. You can say a word for 1 year, people will be acting on the instruction. That's the voice being heard. You don't have to repeat it regularly. May my voice, my prayer of voice over you be heard this year. Because I'm saying go and prosper. Go and succeed. Go and make it in the name of Jesus. You know what it means is, as I've said that, everywhere you go, it works. Prosperity begin to follow you. Success begin to follow you. Breakthrough begin to follow you. Our boy is not there. Somebody open your Bible to Deuteronomy 39 and read it for us. Deuteronomy. Dethrone your enemy. That's what Deuteronomy means. Dethrone your enemy. 30 verse 9. He said, and the Lord shall. Yes, sir. The Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. Did we hear, Pastor? The Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do in 2025. The Lord your God, not. Mama. 30 verse 9. The Lord your God will make you successful in all that you do. Amen. Hallelujah. It's, I don't think that's the end, Pastor. Is that the end? He will give you many children. Thank you, sir. You are here. Mark himself is a guru. All these IT people, they know everything. He will give you, what, sir? Continue. I like that your back. He will give you many children and numerous livestock. For the Lord Thank you. Let me read it to us the way I see it. He said, and the Lord thy God, the God of cornerstone, Amen. He said, we make thee plenteous. Amen. He said, make you plenty. Outside man, we say plenty. A Frenchman also, they don't know how to call plenty. They say plenty. He make you plenteous. Amen. In every work of your hand. Everything you lay hands upon this year, it will be plenty. Amen. That's why you must not put your hand to sin, so that sin will not multiply. He said, now, these are the things we are going to pray. Everybody, we need to pray one by one. And that's number one, in the fruit of thy body. Pastor Bashan says, to have many children. Abby? And many livestock. Now, we are not raising cattle. We are working. Profit over profit. Amen. Stream of income where you never expected it. Amen. Money just flow in it. When they just look and say, you enjoy a lot with us in this company. No, let us give you this. Amen. And they just throw 50K, 25K into your account. Hallelujah. And in the fruit of thy land. What is your land? Your land shows yourself. Your environment. When everything begins to work in your favor. He said, for good. And he said, for the Lord God, we again. That means he's been rejoicing in you before. He will again rejoice over you for good. As he rejoiced over thy fathers. We are going to pray. If you watch the way we are praying today, we have been using scriptures. I'm just saying, use scripture to pray. You are going to cry to God of heaven. This is your word I'm reading to you, oh God. That's why I said, let it show it up there. So that you know how to pray. Lord, this year, make me plenty in every good work of my hand. Everything I lay my hands upon this year, let it prosper. Let it increase. And Lord, let the fruit of my body be blessed this year. Let me have children. Let me have prosperity. Let the work of my hand be fruitful. Let, oh God, rejoice again over my life. Open your mouth, just pray for yourself. I want you to just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. He said, I will make you plenteous in every work of your hand. We increase the fruit of your body. Just pray to him this morning. Pray to him this morning. As much as you want, interpret the scripture to pray for yourself. Interpret the scripture to pray for yourself in every good work. Oh God, rejoice over me once again. 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 Oh God, rejoice. Let battle can die. Rejoice over me once again, Lord. 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 Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Increase the fruit of my body. Make me plenteous, Lord. Make me plenteous, Lord. Make me to increase, Lord. Make me to increase, Lord. Make me to increase, Lord. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Increase me in every area, Lord. 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 Increase me in every area. Lord, increase me in every area, Lord. He got a da. May they get he broke a sugar together. Let the get increase me in every area. 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 Marada da. He break it get in Jesus' name we pray. Let's use one more scripture and I pray for us and go. Isaiah 28:5, verse 8. Isaiah 25. He said he will swallow death. What is death? There are things that are not working. There are things that are obsolete. If you are in debt, it's debt. He said, "You will swallow it." Thank you, sir. He said, "He will swallow up debt in victory. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces." And the rebuke of his people is taken away from off all the head. Those who are rebuking you, those who are putting you down, those who say you will not amount to anything, he said he will take it away. Who has spoken it? Is that not what he said? For the Lord has spoken it. He said it will swallow death. The way you will pray is anything unproductive in me, Lord, swallow it up. And number two, he said he will wipe tears away from all faces. What is making me to cry in secret? What is making me to regret in secret? Lord, wipe away my tears. Number three, he said he will rebuke of his people. And he shall take away from all the head for the Lord. So, he will and the rebuke of his people. So, all people are putting you down. They are the rebuke. They look at you and say, well, it cannot amount to anything. Somebody was talking and I was sitting down next to him and I laughed. He said, all those of them that go abroad, they will come here, they will be coming to show up. He said, they have nothing, oh. I told them, I said, if you see people have something, you will know they have something. People you have been seeing are people who have nothing. It is true, there are some people who have nothing, but there are some people who carry something. You are going to cry to God. Lord, anything dead around me, please pray this prayer. When I saw this woman in my dream running, and she was out running young children, I know God has restored. She was running with young girls. I know about two there. And she ran faster. And when they got to the end, where they are running, this woman said, why are you tired? I am strong. Heavenly restoration is coming now. And he said, he will wipe away the tears from all faces. I was telling my wife, was here yesterday. On Monday night, I saw a dream. And I saw a snake. It was like I was reading the story of Moses. And I saw one snake. I said, eat that snake. It will swallow the snake. Eat that one. And I saw one snake with two heads, another one with three heads. I said, and it was just swallowing all the snake. And I went there, and I took him by the name, and he became a small staff, just like this. And I held on to it, and I woke up. You are going to pray. Lord, I don't want to cry this year. That's one of the prayers I want you to pray. Anything that make me to regret, I don't want it to happen this year. Anything that make me look up and say, God, when will you answer me? Lord, let this not happen this year. Let things happen on his own accord. Let breakthrough come on his own accord. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Let there be a blessing on his own accord. Lifting on his own accord. Healing on his own accord. Lord, pray for yourself. Financial breakthrough on his own accord. Just pray for yourself. This year, Lord, wipe away all tears from my face. Wipe away all tears from my face. Wipe away all tears. Madly deket of rekoshan. Let your healing be permanent in my life. Let your deliverance be total in my life. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. You see, Lord, swallow death in victory. Everything dying around me, everything dead around me, swallow it up, Lord. Swallow it up, Lord. Whatever is sitting in my finances, Lord, swallow it up. Pray for yourself. Wipe away tears from my face, Lord. I will not cry over my health. I will not cry over my children. I will not cry over any members of this church. Your mouth has spoken it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's rise on our feet. Please rise on your feet. I saw a giant angel that was walking like an angel of message. Just now, I want you to ask God. When Angel Gabriel visited Mary, this story became different. He said, I know no man. He said, you don't need to know any man for this to happen. He visited Zechariah. He makes Zechariah deaf and dumb so that the purpose will not be derailed. He visited Gideon, where Gideon was hiding. He told Gideon, he said, you mighty man of valor. Is that one look at me? Eh? You don't know what you're talking. He said, I've declared what I will declare. Holy Ghost. It's the same angel that went to Samuel and said to Samuel, he said, go to the house of Jesse. Go and anoint for me a king. I have found a man after my own heart. Can you talk to God now and say, God, I need you in this area. It's a personal prayer. Just talk to him. And say, just say, God, give me joy in this area this year. Just talk to him. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need.